We're at the 2019 edition of Sapphire Now, the SAP User Conference. Brian, yesterday the Bill McDermott keynote and some of the announcements were all about customer experience and the experience management, employee experience. What did you think of those announcements and how would you summarize them?
Well, it's all about X's and O's, according to Bill McDermott. I mean, clearly they're playing up the Qualtrics $8 billion acquisition that they made towards the end of last year. That's been the major thing on the first day. I suppose analogous to last year was all about C4HANA. This year has all been about the technology capability that comes with Qualtrics and the badging of that as being about experience data, whereas SAP historically has done operational data, so it's bringing together the X's and the O's. Or to put it another way, the intelligent enterprise that they talked about last year with experience management. And a lot of talking up of that. Bill McDermott even talked about an elixir of change that was Qualtrics.
That's a
very strange phrase that he used. And also this time, around this time, ironically, you could say, there's been an announcement about how SAP has been dealing with its own customers in the form of the whole indirect licensing controversy that was raging last year and a bit before that. So they've announced a digital access adoption program, which is a kind of finessing of the same sort of thing they announced in April of last year. And in my story on the keynote, I kind of crowbarred in a reference to that and also to the Philip Adams from the UK SAP user group, provided me with some comments about that, essentially saying that they recognise what SAP is doing here, moving from kind of user-based licensing to document-based licensing. There's some scenarios out there. There's procure to pay, quote to cash, and another one that I can't remember. But they've offered that as an alternative to user-based licensing for customers, but they're clarifying some of the kind of the metrics and monitoring around that, because the user groups, not just the UK and Ireland one, but also SuGen, the Americas user group and the German user group, have all been lobbying SAP to try and get clarification on what it means to move from user-based to document-based, because they're scared of being double-charged, they're scared of being kind of presented with a bill for a licensing scenario that they hadn't envisaged. So some progress on that. Bill McDermott referred to that yesterday as well, and he even went so far as to thank the media and the analyst community for holding SAP's feet to the fire on this. He didn't use that phrase, but he said that we've all been fantastic.
That jumped out at me too. I don't think ever been called fantastic. One thought that I had about the Qualtrics announcements and this whole merging of X and O is from my discussion with Jeff Scott, the CEO of the Americas SAP User Group, or ASUG, and he talked in some detail about the cultural divide between the IT side, which has traditionally been the purchaser and the driver of SAP over many years, and then the experience side, which is marketing type, sales types, and I think probably a newer type of crowd in some ways, or a younger crowd. And he was expressing some skepticism or some concern about whether SAP's ability to make that case for bringing in the Qualtrics information and having this come from SAP, which is historically, to many people on the marketing and sales side, it's the software that came in and kind of controlled their department, controlled their finances, and wasn't necessarily associated with creativity in the way that Qualtrics and the experience management, customer experience management, is being viewed nowadays. And this is something that actually Alex Esberger, who's the president, who's the head of that whole effort for them, including C4HANA, acknowledged when I mentioned it to him. He nodded his head vigorously and said they're very aware of it and trying to address it. So, Jim, today the second day of keynotes, as always, was Hasso-Plattner's day, and there was a lot of talk about moving HANA, the in-memory database that's been the main underlying infrastructure platform for something like a decade now, making that more available in the cloud. Your thoughts about that?
Well, I think so. One of the highlights for us, for you and me, Dave, was we had an interview with Hasso-Plattner on Monday before the conference actually started. So it was kind of, we got a preview of what they were going to announce, and it was this HANA Cloud Services, which is essentially, Dr. Plattner got into very deep detail when he told us about it, but essentially it's the man knows his databases, let's put it that way. But essentially they're trying to make HANA more available to people at a more reasonable cost and just easier for companies to access and use HANA. That's essentially so. If the first day was all about sort of the new flavor of the block, which was customer experience, today's announcements were really kind of going over the bread and butter of what SAP has been for several years now, and that's the HANA database. So it was kind of merging of the two then, with HANA sort of being the engine and the basis for that customer experience economy. So that was interesting. But the talk we had with Hasso, he did also address some issues that I thought were pretty interesting and kind of, brought things back from customer experience from the way it is now, the way they talk about it. He was relating a story where he was in talks several years ago with the CEO of Porsche, the auto manufacturer in Germany, and they were discussing, Porsche cars, the Porsche 911, and he was giving feedback that, he noticed that the clutch was particularly hard for women drivers, and there were no cup holders for coffee cups. And he told the CEO of Porsche that, first of all, that the design was not good for women, and second, that if you were going to sell cars in America, you needed coffee cups because people sit in traffic and they like to have their cup of coffee.
You sure do.
So that's the type of, so he could, it's one thing to have that sort of, sort of one-on-one feedback with the CEO of a company who can make those decisions. And they did change. They said they brought in teams from Toyota to redesign the cars. Yeah. And he said that, now the sales of 911s in America, 30% of them would go to women. So obviously someone at Porsche realized that was an issue and they took steps to rectify it. Mm-hmm. And Brian?
I think the point he was making there, Jim, was that for SAP, they have to get the details right. It's the small, basic things like the getting your seatbelt right for American cars, mm-hmm. which is the kind of counter example he gave for, as opposed to Germany, where the seatbelt mechanism apparently works really well in comparison. But it's that's the lesson for SAP, is to get those very basic details right. And he said, yeah, we're great at strategy, and also kind of implied the whole kind of marketing, the marketing messaging maybe that we were getting yesterday. That's all great, but he kept saying we have to work hard and get the details right, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And that a lot of that detail comes in the operational side, but I think he was also saying Qualtrics will provide mechanisms for knowing, for having that kind of feedback, not necessarily from having to come from the founder of a major company like SAP.
Right, exactly. But I think what the point of the X data is the operational data can tell you what happened and when happened and how much happened, but the X data can provide the why. Yeah. That why, so why were cars not selling to females?
Right.
And why were they not selling in America? Well, now, he knew that because he understood the market, but the Qualtrics sort of platform can kind of take that data on a mass scale and scale it up.
Mass scale, and can really
get that. Yeah. They can take data from social media. They can take data from, various different sources and get that why part of the equation, which is really important, really critical.
Well, shifting gears, to use another automobile metaphor, another thing that Hasso-Plattner said in his keynote was the only way forward is the cloud. We are all clear about this. Now, in some ways, that's an obvious statement based on how they've been moving the last few years, along with big competitors like Oracle. But I feel that I noticed another fairly substantial shift in SAP's view of the cloud, partly the move of putting HANA more available in the cloud, but also an effort that Jennifer Morgan, who's the president of the Cloud Business Group, was talking about this week. And it is a partnership initially with Microsoft, the Azure part of Microsoft, to provide a kind of a cloud migration path and process for people who are thinking of moving, essentially ECC, it's mostly an S/4HANA thing, to the various flavors of cloud. And there is still a fair amount of, I would say, confusion, some of it deliberate, about what it means to go to cloud. There is the SaaS version of S/4HANA, which is, you know, a particular version of S4. And then a lot of the business that SAP apparently is seeing is, you know, what they're now calling public cloud, which is not always SaaS. It is like what was called private cloud, and you're running it on Google Cloud, Amazon Web Services, and Azure. But also, you could run it on HANA Enterprise Cloud, which was the equivalent infrastructure from SAP. And Morgan was fairly clear and explicit in saying that they are de-emphasizing that now. And so I think what we're seeing, and I think SAP has been clear and transparent about this, is that another thing they say is we don't want to be in the infrastructure business. And they were in that business more in recent years. And now they are trying to be more open about just making their software available on all the major platforms that people want to be on. And so I thought that was an interesting evolution and probably a smart move on their part, because it's not a strength of theirs.
So I had a briefing yesterday with Sven Denikin, who I think you spoke to as well, David, and he was very much emphasizing that for SAP, clouds really strategically means SaaS, PaaS as well maybe, but certainly not infrastructure as a service. For that, they are very much looking to AWS, Alibaba, Google Cloud Platform, I think.
Yep.
Maybe more and more. Rob Enslin's gone to Google, of course. You know, there has been a change in personnel as well. But yeah, but Sven was very much emphasizing that we're about SaaS. That's where cloud is of real significance to SAP as customers.
You mentioned the executive changes, and Jim, that's something that Hasso Plattner brought up in our discussion.
Yep, he did. We asked him about it, because obviously it was something that no one thought it would be a major sort of theme of this conference, but it was something that was obviously, it's in the air for anyone you've talked to that's been, you know, knows anything about SAP, knew about these executive changes and were sort of, you know, wondering what was going on. And essentially what Dr. Plattner said was, I think that feeling was the company needed to get younger at the leadership level. They needed people who are much more focused on not the sort of past technologies, but where the technology is going in the future. So I think that was the main theme that he got across there.
In fact, today, Plattner said, we are dancing again with these kind of younger people in the senior development management. Yeah.
That was noticeable. I mean, the executive sort of leadership group is noticeably younger, I think.
Yes, I do feel that that's the case.
We had a meeting, also, Dave, with Max Wessel, who is the chief innovation officer.
Very youthful guy, very smart guy, sharp, impressive. But luckily, TechTarget still has a place for folks like us. anything else to say?
No, I think from my personal view, I think it was a substantive conference. There was a lot of announcements. I think that's going to be an interesting year ahead.
I think so. And there's a lot of detail in those data management and analytics announcements that were made today. I mean, in a way, Hasso's entertaining keynote, the histrionics of that, kind of, not intentionally, I'm sure, definitely not intentionally, but kind of painted over some of the detail that was available there in terms of the analytics cloud, conversational AI that they've been developing, and stuff on the rejuvenating and extending the HANA database and making it talk to other data stores, whether Hadoop or Spark or other forms of non-relational databases and data stores that are out there.
But one other point of interest, I think, that was almost lost in the shuffle, which is kind of unusual, is that they did announce another sort of a furthering of their partnership with Apple. And yes. Tim Cook joined them on stage
surprise
the first
guest.
Day, which was
surprise guest.
A surprise guest. And, yeah. And that normally would have been, I think, a much bigger deal than it sort of seemed to be. I mean, it was almost an afterthought with the customer experience material. But that was interesting. And I think that indicates that, this is, there's serious stakes that, for SAP going forward with partnerships like that.
Yeah, part of the effort to reach out to the younger crowd, I guess, too, although many of us own an Apple product of one sort or another. I guess that does it from Orlando.
So far, so good.
Yes.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks.
Thanks, Brian.